Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. It's not uncommon for a student to come to me for advice about some sort of relationship-based dilemma they're facing. It'd be stuff like, I agreed to hire my good-for-nothing brother-in-law and now he's destroying my business. Or, after working together for years, my biggest client is considering a cheaper firm and wants us to cut our price in half. Or, my business partner wants to pivot the business in a direction that I think is unethical and I can't talk him out of it. Statements like these are usually followed by thousands of words of backstory, full of slights and subtleties and worries and so forth. When they finally run out of steam, they conclude their monologue with the question, "So, what do you think I should do?" To which I would reply, in order of above, "Fire your brother-in-law, politely refuse to decrease your prices, and split up with your partner." Usually this is greeted with a few seconds of stunned silence, followed by, "But it's not that simple." Yes, it is that simple. It's just not easy, and there's a big difference between the two. When a problem is complex, a reasonable approach is to do research. When a problem is simple, doing research is just procrastination. If your good-for-nothing brother-in-law is destroying your business, you need to fire him. It's not a complex problem, it's simple. The additional backstory, like how mad your sister might be, or what the brother-in-law might do in retaliation, or that your parents might disown you, none of that changes the fact that you have to fire him if you want to save the business. If your sister gets really mad at you or whatever, that's a different problem to be dealt with separately. Now you might think I'm splitting hairs about the difference between simple and easy, and it is true that these two words are very similar and can be used synonymously sometimes. But in cases where you've got a hard decision to make, one's mind seems to want to put it off by tricking itself into thinking it's complex. Deep down, you know it needs to be done, you just don't want to do it. So you pretend it's complex and respond to the phantom complexity by researching it, air quotes. Asking for outside opinions, waiting yet another day to see if things change, back-channeling with parties who are familiar with the matter but not in a position to actually influence anything, and so on. It's just stalling, which makes the problem worse. Once you recognize that what needs to be done is simple, albeit hard, your next steps become a lot more clear. That's it for this week. I'm Jonathan Stark, and I hope you join me again next time for Ditching Hourly. Bye. Hey, Jonathan here again. Do you have questions about how to improve your business? Things like value pricing your work instead of billing for your time, or positioning yourself as the go-to person in your space, or maybe productizing your services so you never have to have another awkward sales call or spend hours writing another custom proposal? Book a one-on-one coaching call with me and get answers to these questions and others in the time it takes you to get ready for work in the morning. Best of all, you're covered by my 100% satisfaction guarantee. If at the end of the call you don't feel like it was worth it, just say the word and I'll refund your purchase in full. To book your one-on-one coaching call, go to jonathanstark.com/call, C-A-L-L. That URL again is jonathanstark.com/call.